The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis, Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Well, it looks like we're back in another session of Black on Black, and one of the things foremost on my mind is black political power. And I don't know about you, but I've been sort of intrigued by the news lately of down in, I think it was Mississippi, there was a runoff election, a primary election between a GOP candidate and a Tea Party candidate. And it seems like the GOP candidate called on black Democrats to cross over and vote for him against a Tea Party candidate. And I'm just wondering, is the GOP starting to recognize black political power? Because there was a sort of a change in the black community with the Obama candidacy and presidency. For instance, in the 2012 election, blacks voted 66.2%, which exceeded the white vote, which was 64.1%. And that's sort of a sea change, because for many, many years, there was a struggle to get black people to the polls. And now that that's happening, it seems to have brought some unusual changes in the political process and created some strange bedfellows. So I'm just wondering what you think about this latest
development.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, looking at what happened in Mississippi, that was very clandestine what the establishment candidate did, and
But was it illegal?
No, it wasn't illegal. It pissed me off, but it wasn't illegal. But it just shows you how gullible black folks can be.
I thought the same thing.
That's not good. But it's to be expected, because I see how gullible they are when it comes to the Democrat Party. Yeah. What really bothered me is that. Well, I'm kind of glad it happened, and I'll tell you why. Because it exposes some things there. If you read between the lines and you understand what's actually going what is actually going on, but also what I like about it is that I want to see how they're going to do in the general election. What's going to happen, because those people will not vote Republican in the general election, and therein lies the difference. And that's why I'm a huge fan of my Low Information Voter Project and K. Carl Smith, Frederick Douglass Republicans, because we can actually get black people to vote in the general election. Vote Republican in the general election. We don't have to resort to trickery to get them to come out and participate in a Republican primary as the establishment did. But it also shows people how Democrat and Republican are very desperate, and they'll resort to any means. Right. I mean, the Democrat establishment has been resorting to underhanded means for years in order to get blacks to support them by perpetuating the lie that us conservatives, us Republicans, us Tea Party people are hateful and racist and so on and so forth.
But it was just kind of ironic to me, because it seems across the nation, the GOP has movements to establish different requirements for voting, such as voter ID and other procedures that I think, or at least a lot of people in the black community thinks, is designed to limit the black vote. And then here in this situation in Mississippi, they're actually calling on that black vote, the same one they're actually trying to limit. So I just thought it was exceedingly ironic and kind of strange that you have these two competing motivations within the GOP.
Well, first of all, it is very simple. And anyone that would try to suggest that it's racist to have voter ID is someone that is not being very genuine. First of all, you need ID to do everything in this
country.
And I personally want to know that you are a legal resident when you're voting. And people that try to minimize it, well, a lot of people try to say, well, there's not a lot of voter fraud going on. Well, we have found voter fraud, but I argue that there's a lot of voter fraud that is not uncovered.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Every time I voted in my entire adult life, I've had to show ID.
Same here.
You need ID to cash a check, rent a car,
right.
Do a lot of things in life. So why is it a big stretch for you to have the same ID to vote?
I wish Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would begin to picket the Social Security Administration, right. Enterprise, Rent a Car, all these places that require ID when you come to do something.
NAACP, during their elections, they require a picture ID to vote for their offices.
Absolutely. So that shows that they're hypocrites.
I just don't understand how their argument carries weight in the black community.
It's such a silly argument.
How does it even gain traction?
Here's the crazy thing. They say, well, black people have trouble getting ID. Come on.
Well, my way of thinking, if you are a person, and this may be wrong with me, I don't know, but if you're a person and you don't have your stuff together, let's keep it clean, to the point where you don't have the proper ID, you can't prove who you are in this society, should you even be voting? Because if you don't have your stuff together, you don't have proper ID, are you really knowledgeable about the issues? Do you know who the candidates are?
Let me be brutally honest with you. There's a lot of people voting that I don't want voting.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than an uneducated voter. And the vast majority of voters, and not just in the urban core, even out here in the suburbs where we're recording today. You know, I've been door to door in the inner city and in the suburban areas. They are just as uneducated as the people.
Well, they're straight ticket
voters. Urban areas.
I think most people, and that's just the thing, and especially in the white population, have been so polarized. You know, there's the Republicans on this side and the Democrats on the other side, and there's a few independents in the middle. But the vote is so polarized, and I think is the source of the black political power, because once you get those two camps as polarized like they are, there is a group that can make a difference if they are willing to cross over at the right time. The other thing about it, you're saying most voters are uneducated. And I think the majority of people in this country, they see an R or a D behind a candidate's name, and that's the way they vote. And I don't think that's good for the country.
No.
Because you have people that are political hacks, come election time, they have a few stock phrases, they know they're going to generate their base with these few stock phrases, and it works every time. Now, these people may not have the best interests of the nation at heart. Right. They're in it for themselves, to either on power trips or they're out to get rich in office. And I think it's a shame, and I think that's the biggest problem in this country right now. It's not the politicians, per se. It's the electorate that put those same ineffective, greedy politicians back in office election cycle after election cycle.
We get what we deserve.
Yeah, what's that French politician that said, people get the government they deserve? And that's really applicable in this country, because we have a democracy. We can vote for whoever we want to, cross party lines on occasion, and we can vote out politicians anytime we want. We're crying for term limits, but it's built into the system.
Absolutely. Don't vote for those idiots.
Absolutely.
And they have been limited.
Right. Well, that's one more point I like to make. There's been a big to-do about felons voting, and it's a big issue in the black community because there's a large percentage of blacks that are felons. I'm just wondering, should they be allowed to vote?
Well, let me first say this. I think that anybody, once they have served their time, should be allowed to vote. Once they've paid their debt to society, they should be allowed to vote once again. Do I think the fact that felons can't vote, as a lot of black people may believe, is somehow put in there, set up by Republicans trying to prevent blacks from voting? Absolutely not. But are people going to go out and perpetuate that idea in the minds of black people? Absolutely, they will.
But see, again, how does that work? Because it applies to white felons, too.
Exactly. And there's a lot of white felons that cannot vote, Hispanic felons that cannot vote, you know, and so on and so forth. But we always want to personalize everything. Anytime something is done to us, well, I'm sorry, let me back up. Anytime we perceive that something is in place, a particular law or something like that is in place, and we feel like it doesn't work to our benefit, then it's racist.
Right.
You know, and I'm so sick and tired of the race card. I had somebody play the race card last night in a debate that we were having on Facebook.
And we get into those, too.
Actually, you know, I just kind of got pulled into it. But and then everybody wants to get upset because, you know, I'm going to say it like it is.
Yeah.
You know, and they can keep their race card at home.
They call your name? A lot of them are calling me a fox bot.
I get called a lot of different names. I actually enjoy getting called a name. When you call me a name, I look at it as though you just gave me a compliment.
Yeah.
It doesn't even bother me. As a matter of fact, a lot of times I hope they call me names because then that gives me the ability to respond and say what I want to say. And I can always say, well, I didn't initiate this thing, but I sure as hell can finish it. And yeah, I'm pretty good at calling names.
But it's surprising just how many people on Facebook have, I should say, a liberal or maybe even a socialist mentality. There are a lot of people out there. And there's a movement afoot to shape people's minds on Facebook. It was amazing. I was kind of surprised to find that out.
Yeah, they will kick you off. They will suspend you from Facebook for a while. Fortunately,
I haven't been. Or unfriend you.
Right. Well, I get that a lot. But I try to warn people before they even friend me, you know, this is where I'm at. Elbert, in your opinion, what is motivating more and more blacks to come out and vote?
Well, obviously, Obama has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
My fear is once his second term ends and he's off in the dustbin of history and we have a long string of white candidates for president, is that same high rate of participation going to continue? I have my doubts.
I hope it drastically declines unless they become educated voters.
Right.
Well, see, I'm not shy about it. I don't want you voting if you're uninformed.
I kind of agree with that.
I prefer a low turnout with informed people.
And especially if you're not, if you don't have your business wire tight enough to have a picture ID, I don't think you should be deciding the fate of a nation. And that's basically what we're doing. When we go into that voting booth, we're determining the fate of our nation, whether we like it or not.
And our nation is on a decline. The economy is on a decline.
It's hard for me to argue
against
that.
As a matter of fact, the economy is shrinking. And look who we voted for. He has a lot to do with that. Elbert, before we go, I'm going to show you my ID. Now, it is a bad picture, so just let me warn you, but here is my ID.
You're right. It looks like a mugshot.
It literally does.
That's the DMV for you. Give it some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of. Thank you.